gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a road!
To the week, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Welcome to Florida, where the lawsuits are flying, the accusations are flying, and even the people are flying. Off the handle, that is. That's my dad used to say, the old man. All right, I am here. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. I've got the studio all to myself for now, anyways. All right, thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I am not entirely by myself. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. The number is 407-774-8255. That's right, folks. I am coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And don't forget, you can still download the free Answer Orlando app into your smart device, and you can listen on Alexa. You can see and hear me on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And of course, you can go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and hit that big old listen live button. And once again, we are going to be here in a couple of weeks, joined by our drawing winner, who we pulled out of the, or actually Mayor Brian Nelson pulled out of the fishbowl, literally, last week. Well, not her, but her name anyway. And we're looking forward to that. We're going to be doing that toward the end of the month, but we'll be updating you on that as we go along. All right, do have a lot to talk about tonight. Abe Katzman will be joining us live from Jerusalem here in mere moments. And toward the tail end of the show today, I've got a special treat lined up for you today. Actually, Jeff lined this up for us. You know, we talk about politics being like professional wrestling. Well, every now and then we like to bring in the professionals to talk about things like that. So stick around for that. It's going to be a lot of fun today. Happy Veterans Holiday. Yesterday, of course, was actually Veterans Day. And We commemorated it last night, talking about veterans and Veterans Day, and also we played the service songs and dedicated the bump music to veterans. And by the way, we also had a spirited conversation about the count, and we will go over that here momentarily. Do have some rather sad news. It appears as though as the count goes on here, Marsha McSally evidently has gone down to defeat in Arizona. At least that is what Politico has been announcing all day long. Evidently, the voting has come to a conclusion there, and she was some 30,000 votes behind. However, perhaps there will be a recount out there. I don't know anything about their setup out there. That's part of maybe the problem is that all 50 states can have their own arrangements, but that's the way it's been supposed to be. And so it does appear as though Marsha McSally has also gone down in defeat. And that narrows once again the margin of gains that the Republicans may or may not pick up now in the Senate. If Rick Scott hangs on, we will have picked up a seat, and then there's going to be a special election in Mississippi. And that is yet to be determined. That will be next month in December, if I'm not mistaken. And so it is a situation where it is more crucial than ever that Rick Scott win this election. I'm quite confident myself. Of course, can't predict the future, but I'm quite confident that things are basically in hand now because of the scrutiny going on down there, and primarily down there. We all know where I'm talking about, Palm Beach and Broward counties. And by the way, the two sides agreed to add three more deputies. There are law enforcement down there. There's lawyers from both sides down there. There are volunteers down there. Whatever is going on down there is now being highly scrutinized. Whatever went on before is still up for debate. That's what we debated last night a little bit, you might say. However, I will say this. The final tallies as we understand them now, which shows Bill Nelson losing to Rick Scott by about 12,500 votes, give or take a handful, is about where that race should have turned out, quite frankly. We told you all along that it was going to be razor thin. I don't know if I ever use the expression rice paper thin, but we told you it was going to be a narrow, close race. That Rick Scott had never won an election. Well, he's only won two. In either of his gubernatorial victories, he never won by more than 60,000 plus a few votes. That was up against mediocre talent, mediocre opposition. In this case, Rick Scott was up against a big dog, a guy who knows how to win elections because he's done it for four decades here in this state. He was tough to beat. It's a bit of a minor miracle that Rick Scott beat him at all. As I said on election night, and some people say, well, why did you say that? Because this is the way I felt on election night as we went into the returns. I was more worried about Florida than the rest of the nation. I got it backwards. It looks like Florida, in terms of the national picture, may be one of the few bright spots in the nation, for God's sake. But it is, and as we told you, was going to be narrowly and very close. And then, okay, well, there's all, why did they come in late with the ballots? Okay, now, as we talked about this on the show Friday, what the judge ruled on Friday was that these two elections offices, the supervisors, they had violated reporting laws, reporting requirements, and the state of Florida sunshine laws, where they're supposed to allow people in to see what's going on. And the judge ordered these people to remedy the situation. Gradually over the weekend, the situation got remedied. But a lot of squealing and hawking and squawking has been going on. And then I said, the lawsuits are flying left and right, both sides. About every 30 minutes, they file another lawsuit. And here's the bottom line, okay? Yeah, she did mix up some ballots. She did put in two, count them, one, two illegal, unqualified ballots in with others, with another 200, which were evidently were provisional, questionable ballots. Two. Okay. All right. And then there was, well, where did all these ballots suddenly appear from after election night? It is my guess they had them all along, and they just hadn't counted them. You see, what we're up against in particular in Broward County with Brenda Snipes is, and I don't want to sound racist or sexist or anything like that, but it is an elderly woman with an attitude. And her attitude is this: I'm going to do things my way, and I'm going to do them in my time, and if y'all don't like it, that's just too damn bad. Now, I've seen a lot of this in the South, ladies and gentlemen. I've been living here all my whole life, and I know it when I see it. I could tell by the way she walks that she does things her way and her time, and if you don't like it, that's just too bad. And that's what's going on down there. Now, let's examine the votes that came in, okay? Evidently, on election night, she reported a little over 634,000 votes. Now she is claiming that there are some 712,840 votes, give or take a few, give or take, say, two. And the difference is about 80,000. Let's round it off. It's actually more like 78,000, 79,000. Let's say 80,000 votes. Okay. Now, on election night, Rick Scott was winning, let's be generous, and say he was winning by 60,000 votes. He's now winning by 12,000 votes. So that means Bill Nelson picked up 48,000 votes on him. What that means is he didn't get all of those votes. He got the vast majority of them, but he didn't get all of them. And what it also means is it's still not enough to upset the election. And why would they hold these votes back? Well, I think there's another thing going on here. And I think Matt Gaetz, the congressman from South Florida, may have stumbled onto it himself. He called this a trial run for 2020. That what they're trying to do is test ways that they can, shall we say, muck up the system for 2020 to make it, once again, that if President Trump wins, it's illegitimate. And in the process of what's going on now, though, they're trying to discourage people from getting involved. We had quite a debate last night because it centered on, is fraud occurring down there or not? So far, and I've been accused now, can you believe this, ladies and gentlemen, of presenting a liberal argument? I like to think that we follow the truth around here. That's what we do. That's what we did when we first started here back on Sunday night, September 5th, 2010. It's also what we did when we started on this daytime slot back in March of 2012. And I go where the truth goes. And if I see people going down what I fully feel to be the wrong road and a road destined for disaster, I get a little passionate about it. And I think that it is a mistake to see fraud where it is not. And so far, what we have seen is a lot of malfeasance, maybe. But so far, we haven't seen any evidence of fraud. We haven't seen any proof, and she has not admitted to it this time. I'm talking about this time now. She has not admitted so far to destroying ballots, to altering ballots. She has admitted to mistakenly putting two ballots in with another 200. And what the reason that I am concerned about this is that what the left really wants is to fundamentally change our elective process. And I hesitate to want to help them by falling into this, well, we didn't win, so we must have got cheated. All the votes weren't counted when they were supposed to be counted, so it's obviously fraud. That is a road fraught with a lot of danger. Because let's look at it this way. Why were Democrats so angry and mad about George W. Bush? Remember what the saying was? The saying was, he was selected, not elected. The same thing with Donald J. Trump. They have been fed this nonsense for 2 years that he's an illegitimate president. In other words, they were cheated once again. So they have been driven to bitterness and downright hatred and bad and violent behavior because they believe wrongly, that they were cheated out of two presidential elections. We cannot go down that same road, and I will not. Now, if evidence of actual fraud appears, I will changely glad my tune. Or I should say, gladly change my tune. But until then, all I can say is these women got a bad attitude and they don't seem to care much about rules and regulations. Now, well, look at old Rick Scott, boy. He's putting up a fight, ain't he? Well, Rick Scott could have made this whole situation moot by doing something about it before we got to this point. He's no hero. He's part of the problem. And I voted for the guy, and I would again. And there's Pam Bondi out there demanding this agency do this and this agency do that. Where was she for 2 years while this woman was down there and the courts were ruling against her and saying that she was doing this stuff? Now let's get real, folks. We can't play this conspiracy game because it takes us off of our game. And our game is to get in here, get involved, get dirty, do the basics, do the homework, do the groundwork, and win elections. And that's what we did here in Florida. And it is a miracle. Old Ron DeSantis ran a stealth campaign. That's my expression. Because he didn't want to be on any radio. He didn't want to be on radio shows like this. He didn't want to be on Fox 35 TV. We all invited him. He turned us all down. And yet he still managed to win against a very well-funded, very likable, and very formidable foe in a state that is teetering on a razor's edge in terms of demographics. That's why this state is so focused on. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show. Like I say, when I think I see people going the wrong way, heading for a crash, I get passionate. Please indulge me.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have a crash at University at Bibb that is contributing to slowdowns there. Your I-4 slowdowns picking up after Fairbanks Avenue, but slow from Lake Marion before that. That continues still after downtown Orlando and into the Millennia area. You still have that close down on Summerlin between Amelia and Colonial due to the water main break. And the 408 east and westbound are still fairly clear. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe it's a good time to go to Abe Katzman in Jerusalem before I go flying out the window here. All right, Abe, great to hear from you. How you doing tonight?
There are a lot of things flying both in and out of the windows here in Israel, at least down south by the Gaza border.
I know. I want to talk about that. We only have a couple of minutes left in this segment. Let's save that for the next segment. First of all, your first impressions about the election's outcomes, obviously still returns and recounts and things going on. But we do know it's a bit of, strange, some would say even bad news, that two fundamentalist Muslim women who are very anti-Semitic, at least in their rhetoric, have been elected to Congress from Minnesota.
Right. I think one from Michigan, one from Minnesota.
I'm sorry, you're right.
They're going to Congress. We are going to have these women as members of the United States Congress. It's unbelievable. Somebody who has asked Allah to open the eyes of the world so that they'll avoid the hypnosis that the Jews had hypnotized everyone and that the evil doings of Israel should be revealed and that Allah should open everyone's eyes. And here we are. She's going to Congress.
I know. And it is it's a situation where, it wasn't even close, if I understand the election results. We do know that in both of those states, there are large concentrations of Muslims and Islamic communities, and they have consolidated their efforts there, and it is paying off. By the way, Keith Ellison did win and going away his election for Attorney General. So he didn't.
Congratulations.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't seem to get scathed too much by the Me Too movement at all. Listen, I'm just about out of time in this segment, so let's just go ahead and take the break, and we'll come back on the other side. Once again, Abe Katzman will be joining us. We do have a lot to talk about, several different subjects with Abe tonight. As usual, he's going to be filling us in on things we haven't heard anywhere else. All right. So for more from Abe Katzman and the American Adversary. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break. And don't forget, you can find Abe's great work at his website, Abe Katzman. That's Abe Katzman with an S.com. And our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, is pretty loaded up too. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Fire officials in Northern California say firefighters are battling two spot fires south of the town leveled by a blaze that has killed at least 29 people. Cal Fire Deputy Operations Chief Monty Smith says dense, dry vegetation is fueling the spot fires Monday on each side of Lake Oroville. The United Nations says it is working with Egypt to broker an end to the latest round of fighting in Gaza. The office of the UN's Mideast envoy, Nikolai Mladenov, said Monday that efforts were underway to ensure that Gaza steps back from the brink. It called for an end to rocket fire and for restraint by all. A broad sell-off in technology companies has pulled U.S. stocks sharply lower, knocking more than 600 points off the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The NASDAQ dropped by 206, the S&P lower by 55. More details at srnnews.com.
And the latest answer traffic now.
Comic book legend and co-creator of Marvel Comics, Stan Lee died at 95 years old this morning. Lee is responsible for many superheroes over the last 70 years, creating characters like Spider-Man, the Black Panther, X-Men, Thor, Iron Man, among others. You can see a lot of his handiwork right here on our own backyard at Universal Orlando at Islands of Adventure. On the 528, a semi driver was killed after being hit by another semi. According to reports, the driver got out of the truck to check the damage after he hit a guardrail on the 528. The 55-year-old driver was hit by the mirror of the other semi and was taken to Orlando Regional Medical Center, where he died, according to Florida Highway Patrol. The crash remains under investigation. Remember, the Thanksgivathon 2018 is underway. Go to Thanksgivathon.com to give to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. The driver of the vehicle was ticketed for careless driving. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdowns getting heavier as the afternoon progresses, starting in Longwood. That continues till past downtown Orlando and past the Millennia area. 408 westbound getting more congested when you get off of I-4 till after the 441. 408 eastbound is congested at the 408-417 exchange. You also have slowdowns on Colonial Drive, starting at Old Cheney Highway, and that goes till after the 441. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All righty, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries Radio Show. Christopher Hart here in the studio. 407-774-8255 is the number in the Relax and Comfort Studios. And be on the listen for their new commercials. Got a lot of great deals going on this month at the Relax and Comfort stores. And you'll definitely want to take advantage of them. And you'll definitely want to take advantage of the wisdom and knowledge that we're going to get right now from Abe Katzman. Once again, Abe is coming to us live from Jerusalem, where it, of course, is midnight over there. Abe, we were talking about the election, and just another couple of points. It does seem as though, obviously, not only did the two Muslim women go to Congress, they're going through their orientation today, as a matter of fact, I understand. But also, it appears as though Nancy Pelosi is going to be the Speaker of the House come January. Now, that's good, and maybe
that is good news.
In a way, it is, because she at least is more friendly to Israel than the coming generation, shall we say, appears to be.
Yeah, it's she's not the leader of the Republican Party, but when you consider who the choices likely would be, I'd rather have the leadership come from the kind of old-time, even very liberal wing of the party than from the new millennial leftists. They are scary, and I don't think anybody knows, I certainly don't, how their entry into Congress is going to play out. But things have, there are things that have gotten farther left, and I think that this one of the women that you were referring to, this Rashida Tlaib, who's from Michigan. I mean, she's an avowed socialist, and this is somebody who, on her victory night, would she wrap herself in the American flag? No, she wrapped herself in the PLO flag. Very nice, nice touch.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, there were a lot of people who, I guess I would say the more radical anti-Israel left-wing people lost. So It wasn't a terrible night. These two women that you mentioned were locks. Both of them were going to get in. I think one of them didn't even have a Republican opponent. But this is not a lot of the others were defeated. So all in all, considering how things could have gone, wasn't a terrible night. And although Broward County might change all that.
Yeah, we're keeping an eye on that. As a matter of fact, Duncan Hunter, who had been indicted for misspending campaign funds, I believe it was, in fact, won his election over the anti-Semite there in Southern California, I believe he was.
And grandson of one of the Munich terrorists, Olympic massacre terrorists.
Exactly. Yeah. That's right. Now I remember correctly. Yes. So it wasn't an entire loss. But really quick, what do you think about this kind of thing? Does this sort of thing, as we're witnessing here in Broward and some Palm Beach County as well, is this typical of what goes on in Israel when elections are held over there?
This seems to be pretty bad. But this is not so unusual. I mean, I'll tell you, I remember in 2004, I was part of a team of lawyers sent down to Broward County to document, in case there would be a rerun of 2000, to document all sorts of violations. And it was crazy, some of the stuff we saw, not even with the counting, but initially, for example, just claiming that the Republican poll watchers were not on the approved list, so that when the polls opened, no Republican poll watcher was in there able to do anything until they straightened it out. But until the Republican poll watcher comes back in, anything goes.
Well, is that gamesmanship, or do you think they're actually committing crimes? And I know they're violating, like for instance, now a federal judge ruled Friday that they were in violation of reporting requirements and the state's sunshine laws. But did you guys see any attempts to actually try to alter votes or anything like that when you were?
Well, we didn't see vote counting. And that's because, fortunately, George W. Bush won by a large enough margin that I think they felt they couldn't even cheat their way out of it.
Yeah, that was in 2004. But, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, but there were also plenty of things we saw, violations of people going into the voting booths with old people. They're not allowed in there.
There are
people getting bussed. It was rather obvious, getting bussed from polling place to polling place. I assume this happens anywhere there is any county that's like a one-party town. Any place where it's a political machine and they can do that sort of thing.
Right. Well, that begs the question for me, that obviously the concern was there in 2004. Why wasn't the concern there in 2018? In other words, why didn't the state of Florida have special observers there to ensure that these people with such a bad reputation couldn't get away with it again? I mean, how long are we going to let them get away with this stuff? Whatever they're doing, it is.
You need, you need not just poll watchers. You need car rental trunk watchers to make sure that ballots don't mysteriously end up in the trunks of rental cars.
Right.
It is crazy. You know, the things that you're hearing, a box here, a box there.
Yeah.
They always find, they're really good at finding these ballots. You wonder why they couldn't find them election night.
That's just it. I think they had them all along. I think they're playing us, to be honest with you. I think that this is some sort of subterfuge, and perhaps maybe they're setting the stage for some bigger game in 2020. But it's too bizarre. It's too bizarre to be a cleverly planned attempt at stealing the election. Now, that's not to say that these lawyers that came down here aren't trying to steal the election from us.
Mark Elias is the lawyer who was the recount lawyer in the Norm Coleman, Al Franken election, where they recounted, what, four times, I think, after 8 months?
Yep.
Finally got Franken a lead of 300 votes. And then after he was sworn in, it was revealed that there were 1,100 felons who illegally voted.
Yeah. And I can't remember his opponent. I believe he was the incumbent.
Norm Coleman.
Coleman, that's right. He gave up the ghost after a while. He gave up his objections. And unfortunately, I don't believe Rick Scott is going to do this. I'm upset that Rick Scott allowed it to get to this point. But I think now that he's in this morass, partly, I believe, of his own creation, I do believe he's handling it correctly. I do believe that filing the lawsuits he has to do and getting the FDLE to at least look at it initially, he had to do. I think the president is right to be calling this what he's calling it because it's shining the light of day on whatever has been going on down there. But I'll have to be honest with you, Abe, as I was saying in the first segment of the show, I said on the show last night, I'm not surprised at the numbers as they finally fell, assuming that the numbers that we have now aren't going to be radically changed. And, of course, that's a big assumption, and it may be making you-know-what out of me. But we felt all along that it was going to be a razor-thin margin in both the Senate race and the governor's race. Bill Nelson has been a tough opponent to beat for 40 years here in this state. And Rick Scott had never won with a very large margin in either of his election victories for governor. And Ron DeSantis, to be quite honest with you, ran a very lousy campaign against a guy who ran a pretty good campaign. So in a way, on election night, I was worried more about Florida going down than the rest of the country, but I got it backwards. Florida may yet end up still just be the one shining jewel out of the whole doggone election night.
Let's hope so.
Well, that's all, you know. Who knows? I just shudder to think that elections in this day and age can be so blatantly stolen, outright stolen. And if it is happening, it is the death knell of our democracy. Then that's why I choose not to go down that road yet. Maybe we will have to. But we'll have to see. Abe, so tell us about the Gaza violence.
A couple of days ago, everybody was talking about the possibility of a truce. There was $15 million of cash infused into Gaza by Qatar. Egypt seemed to be working on some kind of truce. Qatar and Israel seemed to come to some possible agreement about creating a seaport for Gaza in Cyprus. I'm not sure exactly how that was supposed to work, but that was the agreement. Then some things started happening, and one of them, last night there was some Israeli special operation deep in Gaza. Something went awry. There was a very senior commander of Hamas killed, of Hamas's whatever brigade they have in one of the cities in Gaza. He was the head of it, and seven others. But Israel lost a guy who's a special forces colonel. We still don't know his name. He's just Colonel M. That's how they're referring to him. I think this is probably the equivalent of a SEAL Team 6 guy. The prime minister even said about it. He said, "We'll just, trust me." He was a huge hero, and it will be a while before we can reveal how big a hero he was. 41 years old, leaves a wife and two kids, and it's really tough here. Because everybody, people are no more than one or two steps removed from anyone in the whole country. But anyway, this set off, they're not that they need an excuse for rage, but Hamas fired more rockets today than they ever had in a single day in any of their wars. And They've seriously injured a few people. They shot an anti-tank missile at an Israeli bus that fortunately did not have that many people on it. But there have been a couple of serious injuries. There have been most of the rockets that were headed toward residential areas were taken out by Iron Dome, but not all of them. And a number of them, there have been a number of rockets that have gotten through that have hit buildings, damaged, that injured a number of people, a couple of dozen people injured. Apparently, there are tanks and infantry battalions being shipped down to the border. In fact, Israel made a statement along the lines that Hamas will feel the power of the Israeli Defense Forces in the coming hours. Now, I don't know what any of that is going to mean. I know the U.S. made a statement completely backing Israel's response to all these attacks.
That's right.
The U.N., of course, and the EU, surprisingly, called on both sides to prevent further escalation. It's almost, it would be funny if it weren't, if it didn't matter.
Right, yeah, but it is a laughable statement, as I know what you're saying there. And so it does appear as though, at least for now, that this situation is escalating.
It sure looks that way. Ordinarily, there are a couple of things that make me think this is, make a lot of people think this is not going to be like the others, where they come right up to the brink and then decide not to do any serious warlike stuff. Here, they have told the residents in the south near the Gaza area to stay near shelters. They have closed schools for tomorrow. They have told businesses to close. All non-essential government offices are to be closed. No large gatherings are being allowed. And these rockets, some of them have gone pretty far. I mean, they haven't reached Jerusalem yet, but they've. If you take a look at a map, they've hit in the area of Hebron. They've hit in the. They've gotten to the Dead Sea. They have, I believe, hit the town of Beersheba, which is the capital of Israel south. It's not right across the border from Gaza. They're firing some longer range stuff, and my guess is that they've got even more in their arsenal. I don't know what to say. I watch the news. It should be interesting.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe we should plan on having you visit with us Wednesday and give us an update on what's going on. We'll stay in touch. But certainly we're going to hope and pray that Israel is safe and that the violence subsides one way or another. And it does need to be dealt a defeated blow, though. I mean, whoever is committing these acts... because correct me if I'm wrong, the kites and the balloons and the fires and stuff are still happening as well, aren't they?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep.
All right. Let me take another break, Abe, and can you stay with me again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. We got a couple more topics. I want to talk about Louis Farrakhan in Iran with Abe Katzman. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show and Abe Katzman live from Jerusalem.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save guard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511. 407-702-9511.
If you've ever had a good massage, you know how it can relieve your stress, aches, and pains. You also know it can be expensive and take time out of your day. But it doesn't have to. At Relax and Comfort, you can get your own programmable massage chair for less than a cup of coffee per day. Quiet your body, clear your mind, and loosen your muscles in the comfort of your own home with a Brio massage chair from Relax and Comfort. The Brio is state-of-the-art, complete with foot rollers, back heat, zero gravity, and you can customize your massage or choose from 10 popular options. And while supplies last, you can save hundreds on selected models during the semi-annual floor model clearance sale. Remember to ask about no-interest finance options and mention the promo code American Adversaries to get 50% off Maluf bamboo bed linens or essential oil sleep pillows all month. Relax and Comfort is family-owned and operated and has locations in Winter Park, Windermere, Sanford, and the Villages. Visit relaxandcomfort.com or call 321-329-3118. Your true wealth is your health. Get your massage chair today. Relaxandcomfort.com, 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdowns getting heavier as the afternoon progresses, starting in Longwood. That continues till past downtown Orlando and past the Millennia area. 408 westbound getting more congested when you get off of I-4 till after the 441. 408 eastbound is congested at the 408-417 exchange. You also have slowdowns on Colonial Drive starting at Old Cheney Highway, and that goes till after the 441. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Aubrey Kahn has arrived in the studio.
Somebody had to take care of the guy and stop him having an aneurysm.
All right, thanks for tuning in. 407-774-8255 is the number. We got Abe Katzman on the line. He's coming to us from Jerusalem. Abe, we just have a few minutes, and I want to cover two topics. Let's start with Louis Farrakhan. He was in Iran. First, is he still there? Second, why was he there? And third, tell us about what he said while he was there.
I'm not sure if he's still there. I hope he stays there as long as they will have him.
Yes.
It certainly doesn't do a whole lot of good here. But he, he was there, you know, leading chants of death to Israel, and according to some accounts that are disputed, also death to America. This is somebody who just recently compared Jews to termites. And one of the things, he is who he is. It's not okay, but. We get that.
We know
but
him.
But the scary thing is, like, this Women's March, for example, the people who run this, the Linda Sarsour and Tamika Mallory, they won't condemn him. In fact, they will turn on anybody who complains about him too much, as was just discovered by actress Alyssa Milano.
Yep.
And apparently Deborah Messing has now backed her up, but they said you have to condemn the anti-Semitism and distance yourself from Farrakhan, and they won't, which tells you a lot about where this Women's March organization is coming from.
Yeah. And speaking of the Women's March, I mean, you know, who is it? Sean? No, not Sean Penn. A former or maybe current advisor or staffer or whatever to Hillary Clinton has come out this weekend, and Mark Penn, I think it is. And
Mark Penn, the pollster.
Yeah, and said that she's going to run for president again. And wasn't it her husband during the Aretha Franklin funeral that was sitting in within arm's distance of Louis Farrakhan on the stage there for the whole ceremony?
That is true. And I think people weren't happy about it, complained, but didn't, you know, I don't think it was a story that would have legs. But now, if she's running, that kind of puts that sort of thing into a different context, and it's not a good context. On the other hand, I think she has about as much of a chance of winning as I do. So I'm not too worried.
You going to run, are you?
Right. I don't even know where Farrakhan is. I've got to get a picture taken with him first. Then I can.
Well, what surprised me is
then I'm qualified.
I was under the impression he was a Sunni Muslim. I guess I was wrong, or perhaps not. I don't know. Was there any consensus about that?
I don't know exactly what his. I think it might be its own brand.
Actually,
I don't know.
I think you're right. I think he's got his own brand, and it's a particular brand of anti-Semitism wrapped up with racism, true, honest to God racism. So tell us about the 80th anniversary of the, correct me on the pronunciation here, Abe, is it Kristallnacht? Kristallnacht?
That's close enough. The fan, if we were on public radio, I would insist on saying Kristallnacht, which I think is how it's pronounced in German. Not that I speak German, but so I've heard.
Okay.
So this was in 1938 in Germany. This was if you're looking for a marker that was the beginning of the Holocaust, this is kind of it. Mm. This was a pogrom. Countrywide. In fact, it extended into Austria, so it wasn't even just the country. And I mean, just the magnitude of this, there were 1,400 synagogues attacked, almost 300 of them completely destroyed. We're not talking about one or two, which would make headlines anyway.
Right.
267. There were a few hundred Jews killed. There were 30,000 men arrested, rounded up, sent to concentration camps. There were 7,000 Jewish businesses destroyed. And the amazing thing is that this was reported on while it was happening. There was, this is in Germany. There's press all over the place. And so the world found out about this. And it just didn't seem to make a huge difference. I mean, people were appalled. But, it didn't stop things from getting worse.
Yeah. Perhaps the world not responding led to things getting worse in some fashion. But Abe, that's led us to the end of the hour, though. So God bless you. Thanks so much. And we will be praying hard this week, especially with the appears to be escalating situation on the Gaza Strip. So be safe. Be safe.
Thank you.
Be safe. All right. We'll be in touch. All right. AbeKatzman.com. AmericanAdversaries.com. Aubrey Kahn is in the radio station studio.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back.
News, opinion, passion, FM 105.
And our website, American 8.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit it right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir ourselves, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roll on a honey.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Radio Show on a Monday. I was going to say Sunday because I got Aubrey Kahn sitting here with me.
You're behind the times, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Some people say, well, never mind. All right, anyway, thanks for tuning in to the second hour of the show. We really do appreciate that. And you can see and hear us on Facebook. We do have some activity there. Thank you, folks. Thank you, Diane. And that's American Adversaries on Facebook. All right, we are here live in the Relax and Comfort Studios, and that is Aubrey Kahn. I am Christopher Hart. Jeff is on the bridge, and the phone number is 407-774-8255. We'll go through some of the headlines here, and before we get back into any lengthy conversation, I'll save the count business to last, because that seems to be where the conversation has been directed.
Oh, look at all the refugees.
The caravan is on its way again. And
caravan.
In fact, over the weekend, the Mexican authorities began efforts to speed it along.
Oh,
they allowed the, I guess there's a subway train or something in Mexico City. I've never been there, but I guess they got
free rides,
public transit. They were giving them free, dedicated trains and free rides. In other words, only refugees allowed, so that they can move them out of the city, evidently.
Well, they don't want them in Mexico because they'd be a drain on the state.
And they definitely didn't want them in Mexico City. And so, and then they are allowing truckers to let them pile onto their trucks. And I'm talking about trucks with long trailers and everything. Let them pile onto those and bring them on north toward the border. And this is evidently in violation of their own human trafficking laws, technically in violation of them. The president, over the weekend, prior to going to Paris, signed an executive order denying people who try to seek asylum by coming to the country anywhere but through the legal ports of entry will not be able to get that asylum. In other words, if they seek asylum by trying to sneak in or coming here across the border and then turning themselves into a border agent and then claiming asylum, that asylum claim will not be valid.
Rightly so.
And it's being challenged in the court, as you might expect.
Yeah,
but the president, just like as we found when he did the travel restriction, he has all the authority to do it, both statutory and constitutional authority to do it.
Well, the more time that they can tie it up, the more illegals can enter the country.
Well,
that's all that they're looking
that's
at.
That's the goal, and certainly you're correct about that. The president is taking criticism now from the left because these poor military folks are being ripped away from their families for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Well, whose fault is that?
Well, and I'm quite certain
if we'd built the wall already, it wouldn't be happening.
Yeah, and I'm pretty certain if they had their druthers, they'd just soon serve on the border say than maybe Afghanistan. This is the beautiful thing about our military, is that they, even when the president is Barack Obama, they fulfill their duty. They do their duty.
But no one complained that the military were being torn away from their families when Obama was president.
Yeah, well, it's always the double standard, isn't it? Meanwhile, when the president goes to France, he is immediately insulted by the French president, Macron. The president fired back a little bit about the notion of Europe having its own military. That is the idea of NATO to protect the Europeans ostensibly from all outside threats outside of NATO. But he wants a military that would protect Europe also from all of those threats, plus another one, us. If that isn't an insult, I don't know what is.
Well,
he also went on to insult the president by making a speech in front of world leaders. And by the way, this whole trip, they were all there to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, the war so-called to end all wars, which didn't do a very good job of that. And by the way, wars are a part of human history. They will never, ever be totally
because of human greed.
It's part of human nature, unfortunately, or maybe. Well, anyway, that's a philosophical argument for another day, maybe. But the president was also had to endure Macron's definition of nationalism, and now, of course, in Europe, they hold the liberal, what we consider to be the liberal view of nationalism here. In other words, if you're a nationalist, you're a white supremacist racist. And that is not what the president meant when he said he was a nationalist. What he meant was, is that he is an America First guy, make America great again guy, a patriot, that type of nationalism.
Well, that's the definition of nationalist.
Right. But the liberals, as they have done with many words, they have distorted the definition of it. And that is the case there. Also, it was announced today that the president wants some sort of accountability on all the money, the billions of dollars being spent from Hurricane Maria recovery efforts, primarily in Puerto Rico. Evidently, there are reports that fraud and other things are going on with the money down there. Surprise, surprise. And the president either wants accountability or to begin to scale back the funding. Of course, the liberals are going to have a field day with that one as they try to pry Hispanic voters and Hispanic support away from the president. The fires are raging on in California. We spoke with Sunny, our gorgeous lady of wrestling, last night, and it has been a tough last week or so for Southern California. These are the worst fires they've seen there in a long time, and not ever, but in a long time, and on top of the borderline bar shooting there.
But you saw that President Trump criticized the California Forestry Department.
Yes.
And he also threatened to withdraw funding if they don't fix their issues and get things under control.
Right.
And then, of course, Maxine Waters chimed in and said she wished that he would just shut up. Those are her words.
And I think that the stock market wishes that Democrats would just shut up.
Well, look what happened to the stock market now that the votes, now that the results are coming.
Well, not just that, but the rhetoric coming out of the Democrats over the weekend. One topic that we did not get to last night, I had euphemistically wrote in my outline here, promises made, promises kept, Democrat style.
Yep.
And they promised to subpoena, they promised to impeach, and they are going to hold good to their promises, ladies and gentlemen.
They're going to roll back the tax cuts and impose new ones.
Well, I don't think they can do that because legislation has to go through the Senate. All right, and of course, either get the president's signature or have enough votes to override the veto. That sort of thing will not happen.
But they hope.
But they will deliver on their promises of making the president's life even more of a hell than it has already been because of this Russia hoax collusion business. Which brings us to the count. part of the reason that I've been so passionate over the last couple of days about being cautious of going down the road that there's rampant fraud going on. And by the way, a statement was issued just a while ago by this guy, Detzner, who is the, what's his first name? I think it's Mark Detzner. Anyway, Secretary of State of Florida. And they have their investigators down there in Broward and Palm Beach County. His statement today is they have found no evidence of criminal activity thus far. That is simply the argument that I've been making. Tagged on with that, however, is be careful about going down this road of we're being cheated, because that's the road the liberals have been on now for, well, 18 years. They started down that road with George W. Bush. They were cheated out of that election, and they never got that bitter taste out of their mouth. And now they feel like they've been cheated out of this presidential election with President Trump. And the bitter taste has only gotten even more bitter. And their feelings have gone from anger to hatred and resentment. And I don't want us to be that way, ladies and gentlemen. Because their anger, their hatred, and their resentment is based on false notions. They were not cheated out of either election. George W. Bush won fair and square in 2000, and Donald J. Trump won fair and square in 2016. And it appears as though the Democrats have put a pretty good licking on us here in 2018. The best we can hope for now is to pick up a couple of Senate seats in a year where the Democrats had 25 or 26 seats on the line, and we had 8 or 10. Now, I know it's an off-year election, but what I'm simply saying is what has happened is not entirely unusual. Now, the way that they have done things down there in Palm Beach and Broward County is most definitely unusual and very upsetting and frustrating. But the end results appear to be right about where they should be. And as I've said, considering the campaign that Ron DeSantis won, the fact that he won it all, is pretty amazing. But I'm here to tell you, and Pierce and I were talking about this a little bit after the show on Friday night. You know, we haven't talked much about the amendments since election night. And now on election night, I believe we were saying that all the amendments passed. Actually, one of them did not pass. It was the very first one. But all of the rest of them did. Including the one about returning voting rights
to felons.
Right.
To ex-felons.
And there is an estimate that there's like 1.6 million of them out there. The guess is that they are going to be primarily, and I don't know if there's any evidence of this, but it seems to be an educated guess, that they're going to be primarily Democrat voters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know from recent elections in this state, including the one from last Tuesday, that we're on a razor-thin margin here of winning or losing these elections. And President Trump only won by 100,000 votes, give or take a few thousand. So it is a situation where, and by the way, that amendment won so overwhelmingly, it would appear as though at least some Republicans voted for it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm pretty sure that most of the support, the overwhelming majority of the support, came from Democrats and independents. But when you consider the outcome of that vote, it had to have had some Republican support.
Wasn't
and that is like cutting your own throat.
That's true. But wasn't there also another part to that amendment?
That was... There was something else tagged on to it as well.
Right, and so you'll find that the Republicans might have voted for the one that was tagged on.
Yep.
Right? And this, so they did this on purpose.
And who is the one who said don't vote for these things because of these traps? Little old me.
Look.
Little old me. I said vote no on all these doggone things because you don't know what you're getting.
Anytime you've got two separate things that are unrelated on one amendment, you know there's a trap involved.
Yep. Exactly right.
You know,
and pretty much all of them were set up that way.
How can you be so stupid as to vote for the one because, oh, that appears good, but the other one is going to, you know, you're shooting yourself in the head.
Well, that's why I recommended, both on the air and on our website, vote no on all of those rascals for this very reason. And so, but to get back to the count is going on. The results have to be in by Thursday afternoon. I like the president's idea most of all, and that is go with whatever had been turned in by the original deadlines. Let that be the vote count. Whatever was turned in by the original deadlines.
Well, you know that.
The problem is we're already past that point now, and we're at the point where we are last count, and this was after all of the counties had reported fully. Rick Scott held a 12,500-plus vote margin, and Ron DeSantis had a 30-some-odd thousand vote margin as well. And as I said, that's about right if you look at this in terms of the demographics and the historical perspective. Those margins ring true. Now, how we got to those margins, it's been a wild ride. But don't go around thinking we got cheated, because all you're going to do is you're going to go down the same road the Democrats have been on. And look at, they're all bitter. They don't have any joy in the process. They don't have any real faith in the process. And look at the way they treat us. We don't want to be like that, ladies and gentlemen. But if we go around thinking that every time we lose an election, it's only because we got cheated, we're on the same road. The same road, and we'll find the same destination. And I just don't want us to be living a life that they are living, one of despair, resentment, anger, and I dare say hate. It ain't the place to be. It just ain't. But listening to us, I hope is. All right, we'll take a break and come back. We got more with the American Adversaries. Don't forget, Larry Elder follows us up at 7 o'clock, so you got a lot of great radio yet to go right here tonight. You're listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. Or 07-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in tonight. All right, we're going to run right out of this bump into another one. It's a real short break here. Once again, it is happy Veterans Day. Yes. Veterans Holiday yes. Day to you.
To all the veterans out there, thank you. Thank you,
thank you. Like Gomer Pyle said, thank you. Absolutely. We owe everything to you. And we know that wherever the commander-in-chief sends you, you go and you do what the country asks of you. And that's a tremendous selfless act. You cannot get more selfless than that. And we're so privileged to have so many young men and women who are willing to serve in the military. So, yes, happy Veterans Day. And I hope you had a chance to get out this past weekend to see the Vietnam Traveling Wall Memorial. Don't know when it'll be back, but when it does, we hope to be there with it. All right, and we hope you'll be here with us when we come back from the break. You're listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show coming to you live from the Relax. When you need a new ride, check them out at Sutherland Nissan. That's OrlandoNissan.com.
5.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A woman who owns property near the location where a deadly wildfire started in Northern California says she got an email from Utility Pacific Gas and Electric Company last week. It said crews needed to come on her property because their transmission system was causing sparks. It's still not clear what caused the massive fire that killed 29 people. PG&E said Thursday it experienced a problem on an electrical transmission line near the site of the massive fire minutes before the blaze broke out. Stan Lee, the architect of the contemporary comic book, has died at the age of 95. The creative dynamo who revolutionized the comic book by introducing human frailties in superheroes such as Spider-Man, the Fantastic Four, and the Incredible Hulk died on Monday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 602 points, the NASDAQ dropped 206. This is SRN News.
If you've ever had a good massage, you know how it can relieve your stress, aches, and pains. You also know it can be expensive and take time out of your day. But it doesn't have to. At Relax and Comfort, you can get your own programmable massage chair for less than a cup of coffee per day. Quiet your body, clear your mind, and loosen your muscles in the comfort of your own home with a Brio massage chair from Relax and Comfort. The Brio is state-of-the-art, complete with foot rollers, back heat, zero gravity, and you can customize your massage or choose from 10 popular options. And while supplies last, you can save hundreds on selected models during the semi-annual floor model clearance sale. Remember to ask about no-interest finance options and mention the promo code American Adversaries to get 50% off Maluf bamboo bed linens or essential oil sleep pillows all month. Relax and Comfort is family-owned and operated and has locations in Winter Park, Windermere, Sanford, and the Villages. Visit relaxandcomfort.com or call 321-329-3118. Your true wealth is your health. Get your massage chair today. Relaxandcomfort.com, 321-329-3118.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Yes, this is me, Brian Blair, the Killer Bee, and I'm tired of those sticky liberal lies. That's why I tune in to the American Adversaries, where you get nothing but the truth. So don't get stung. Listen to AM 660, The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we are going live. That's right, the American Adversaries, live with you on this Veterans Day holiday. So I know a number of you were able to take the day off, and I hope you remembered veterans somewhere along the way during the day. And as we were saying last night, it should be every day we show our gratitude to our veterans, but it is right that we have a holiday especially for them. All right, so you are listening to the American Adversaries, coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. Got Aubrey Kahn in the studio with myself, Christopher Hart. And we're now also joined by... Here's the music. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Here she comes down the aisle, the Beverly Hills babe, the bullet babe herself, Amber O'Neill. Good to see you, Amber.
I'm going to have to correct you on that. Uh-oh. The bullet babe died a little while ago.
Oh, no!
Yeah, but the good news is...
You mean that part of you.
That part of me has died. Okay. Well, more or less like she has evolved much, much, much higher... Higher place on the planet.
Okay.
Beverly Hills Babe is sitting in front of you right now. Not the Bullet Babe.
All right.
You can ask some questions if you want about the New Japan experience,
okay.
But the Beverly Hills Babe is in front of you right now.
Okay.
Up front and center.
Amber is a professional wrestler. She's wrestled in the WWE, TNA, and now she is associated with an organization called WOW, which I take it is Women of Wrestling, or what is it? Tell us about it.
It's actually WOW Superheroes, but I'm going to correct you again.
Oh, good. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting into trouble here, Aubrey.
No worries. I did travel with WWE for 2 years and got paid to do it, but was never contracted. I did work with TNA, and then I've recently made history in New Japan and Ring of Honor. But New Japan was on Access Television,
right,
which is the home station of WOW Superheroes as well. So I could not be happier to be the only WOW Superhero to have worked on all the pro wrestling that's going to be aired on Access Television.
Access Television. Oh, okay. All right. Why did you get involved in professional wrestling?
Oh, that's a long story that I've told so many times. So I'm going to give you the quick version. So basically, I was never a pro wrestling fan other than GLOW, who David McClain, owner of WOW, owner and creator of WOW Superheroes as well.
And real quick, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling
gorgeous
is what
ladies
she means by
wrestling.
GLOW. And Sunny Patricia Summerlin is one of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, and she's a regular on our Sunday night show. Okay.
Well, that is awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
And I was a huge fan of the GLOW girls, and I was like, I want to grow up and be just like them. Well, you know, the show, was no more.
It went, yeah.
And then I never watched wrestling again. Those girls were the only inspiration I had at a very young age. And then I was not a fan of pro wrestling after that. However, I did happen to come across a pay-per-view one time at a friend's house who was having a wrestling pay-per-view party. And I didn't even want to go because I didn't watch wrestling. But the universe has its way of doing things. And
doesn't it now?
During this pay-per-view, I just happened to see Sable for the first time. And I was like, who is that? She is one bad bee. And how do you get a job like this? I was not watching it from a fan perspective. I was watching it from... I just need to know how you get a job like this, because I knew from the GLOW girls that was right. The kind of person, you know, that was the kind of, that's just what I wanted to be.
Did you ever consider yourself to be like a tomboy or anything like that?
Yes, because I used to race dirt bikes, and even my first wrestling gimmick was a girl who was a dirt bike racer. So all my pants said Yamaha and O'Neill and stuff like that. So yeah, I loved my first wrestling character because it was really me. I was a dirt bike racer, and a lot of things have happened since then. I went from a girl who was racing dirt bikes in North Carolina to being the Beverly Hills Babe, who is a Hollywood icon in LA now. Thanks to Wow Superheroes. So.
All right. Is that where you reside now?
I am bi-coastal. I have a I have a mansion in Charlotte, and I also have a place in Beverly Hills.
Nice, nice. Was your home in Charlotte, was it affected by the hurricane at all?
No, we just got a little bit of rain.
No flooding or anything like
that?
No. That's good. That's good.
But there were parts of North Carolina that did that. Some of my family.
All right.
You know, but nothing like traumatic.
Now, but you're actually traveling around now with another project. Is that right? With the, I think you're calling it the Amberants, this blog that you're working on?
I am launching a travel blog in 2019. Probably the plan is to launch it right along beside the air date of Wow Superheroes. And it basically is my journey traveling the world. And all things Amberland, but it's going to focus on me traveling the world.
As a wrestler?
And blogging. There's a million bloggers out there, but, right. You know, it's going to be basically everything that's my life. You know, Amberance is a play on the word ambiance, so it's like, it's just my vibes, you
right.
know? It's a blog from a professional wrestler perspective of me traveling, needing to always make sure I stay fit, be the best me that I can be for, you know, being on camera and being the superhero to empower women all around the world. And my blog is my way of letting women know, hey, this is my story. I've been wrestling for this many years, and I'm now traveling the world.
And how many years have you been wrestling?
I have been wrestling, it'll be 20 years in 2019.
Can't be. By the way, you can see Amber on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. How many countries in the world have you wrestled in already in those 20 years?
Well, definitely Japan, because that was where I made history. Me and Maria Kanellis were the first two women to ever wrestle for New Japan. It's an all-male company.
Okay.
And that was a very
proud
moment.
Welcome to the show, huh?
Thank you. Yeah. It was New Japan's basically the WWE of Japan. I actually think they're better.
Right,
This is, you know,
It's huge over there, ladies and gentlemen.
It's huge.
Like,
wrestling over there is like what the Kardashians is over here.
Right.
So...
Very, very, very popular. Yeah. And why?
I also toured in England, Ireland, and that's it. Yeah, Japan, England, Ireland.
But wrestling, professional wrestling, is followed literally all over the world.
Yes,
countries
it is.
All
and,
over the world.
And if I have anything to do with it, I'm going to hit every continent.
Every
and
continent.
And this travel blog will cover all of it.
And I understand Jeff tells me you're going to go up the street here to one of my sponsors to be a part of your travel blog here.
Yes, I will.
Cafe Positano.
Yes, I actually got a VIP treatment at the top vegan restaurant this past week. At Love Food Central, and then I got the VIP treatment at the Jungle Prada Sacred Burial Grounds. That was awesome because I'm, you know, Irish Cherokee, and I'm all into like learning my Indian history. So, and then I also part of the blog that I'm going. There was another blog post, and it was the psychic fair. That was a bit of a disappointment, but.
Well, I don't think
it can all be good experiences,
I
right?
I guess so. I don't think you'll be disappointed with Cafe Positano.
Oh, I'm sure they'll get
especially
the five-star.
Especially if you like the Italian restaurant there, and they treat everybody first class. But
I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah.
Excited.
Anthony will be taking care of you.
Is everyone?
Guys tonight.
Everyone's going.
Well, I think it's going to be primarily you and Jeff.
Okay.
All right.
I had a friend I was going to invite.
Yeah. By all means. Yeah.
But she can't make it tonight.
You guys have a reservation up there.
So. Well, I can't wait.
Yeah. So where once again, this debuts in 2019, coinciding with the Access programming.
Do you want me to give you the scoop?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, what's going on is that WOW Superheroes is a company that is near and dear to my heart. It is
women wrestlers?
Women, all women's wrestling.
Okay.
It is the first ever in
the history. Sounded good already, huh, Aubrey?
It is the first ever in the history of women's wrestling. David McLean is the man.
The same guy with Glow.
With Glow. He gets all the credit. We've been working on this project. It started in 2000, in the early 2000s, and that was on syndicated television. We started filming again for this television show in 2012. that was when I came in to the picture, and I immediately saw and believed in what David was doing, and that is why I stuck with him and by his side, because I knew in my heart of hearts that this was going to do something, and when it did do it, it was going to be historical, and it is, because this is starting January 18th, 2019. Mm-hmm. We will air at 9 p.m. And it will be following New Japan, which I was on that show as well.
Right.
And it will be at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
On where to find it?
Access TV.
Access TV.
AXS TV. If you are looking for it on your, you know, cable provider.
Right.
It's spelled AXS TV.
All right. AXS TV. Access TV. January the 18th at 9 p.m.
9 o'clock.
But tune in earlier than that and see her on the, what show is it again?
New Japan.
New Japan, which is New Japan Wrestling.
The New Japan shows, you know, they are not aired in order. So, you know, you could see me or not. But
okay.
If you watch that show, my stuff will pop in there periodically. But we are here talking about WOW Superheroes today. And it's just the historical importance of this show is something I really want to get across. This is something we've been building and working on since 2012, and it has been something that the whole team hasn't give up on. I would like to add that Jeannie Buss, who owns the Lakers, and Mark Cuban, who owns Dallas Mavericks,
mm-hmm.
He is one of the investors on Shark Tank, and he's also the owner of Access Television.
Right.
These three people and joined David McClain. And I mean, this is just a powerhouse of people behind this project.
Do you think that they'll be resurrecting or in any way reincorporating the GLOW series with this, since McClain is involved in it?
What this is this is a modern day GLOW, and Little Egypt, who was an original GLOW girl, okay. She was the one who organized the GLOW documentary, which piqued interest for Netflix to pick up the series.
And start their own GLOW series.
And start their own GLOW series.
Which is a drama. It's not a historical. It's just based on the GLOW girls.
Basically, what I would like to say that what I've learned, what I've picked up on what they did capture was, you know, it's some fictional storylines based around, you know, true events. Like what they did capture was, yes, there was a group of girls that auditioned to be on this show, and they were not pro wrestlers. So what they did capture was the journey of these girls learning how to wrestle, and right. They created the sisterhood that was built that the GLOW girls still have to this day.
Okay.
And they did capture that, but there's a lot of fictional storylines thrown into the...
Let me ask you this. It appears as though, in credit to Stephanie McMahon, that the WWE is expanding the involvement of women in their programming. This is happening with you guys. Are you seeing more and more young girls involved in professional wrestling? Is that part of the reason for doing this particular show?
No, because here's what I would like to get across. This show has been in the works. This is a vision that David McClain has had since GLOW. When GLOW did not work out the way that, you know, his vision, then he started working on other projects. This project, WOW Superheroes, has been in the works long before WWE decided to do the Evolution pay-per-view. David is someone who has stuck to his vision and mm-hmm. never, ever steered from it.
So
he is a prime example of, if you want something, you don't give up, because I can't tell you how many times we went and filmed, and then, you know, it wasn't where it needed to be. It was repackaged, and then we just kept filming and repackaging. And then we were able to get Jeannie Buss on board, and then we were able to get Mark Cuban on board, and then Access Television, and then all fell into place, and we had everything that we needed. And then now we have brought in some of the most well-known female wrestlers in the entire world, and now we have the perfect recipe for everything to make this a hit show. This is the first ever weekly women's wrestling show to air on primetime television in the history of the world, history of life, because there's been a lot of GLOW and the first the WOW were syndicated shows.
Right.
This is a weekly primetime women's wrestling show. This is historical. This is major movement.
Is it going to be an hour long, 2 hours long? Do you know?
I believe it could be 30 minutes to an hour. I don't know exactly.
Okay. All right. So he kept his dream alive.
No, he kept that dream alive, and he was not giving up. And that for that, I'm so proud of him, because I've been with him not from the beginning of 2000, but I've been with him from 2012, and I have watched this thing come to life, and I'm so proud of him.
All right. Well, we certainly wish you all the luck in the world. I know you're going to do good. So
well, thank you.
Are you going to be a baby face or a heel? What can you say?
Well, I'm the Beverly Hills babe. I'm larger than life. Like, you know, it is all about me and Lana Starr. Lana Starr has been in an ongoing war with David McClain to take on the to take control of the company, and that is still going.
Now, you got a website or a Facebook page or somewhere people can follow you and keep track of this?
Well, what I would like for people to do first and foremost, because this is a project that's so near and dear to my heart, is I need you to go follow at WOW Superheroes on Instagram, at WOW Superheroes on Twitter, WOW Superheroes on Facebook. And then I would like for you to give myself a follow at WOW, WOWBHB. That is my WOW account. And I think it's the one that's going to be blowing up once we air. And then I do have my own personal account at Amber O'Neill, O-N-E-A-L, the number one. And then I have a website that is a travel blog, all things Amberland, traveling, lifestyle, from a pro wrestler's perspective, because there's a lot of bloggers, but there are none coming at you from my perspective, that's for sure. And that website will be amberance.com. It has not launched yet. It will be launching right along beside of the WOW air date, January 18th, 2019 at 9 o'clock following New Japan.
All right. Do you, in your travels and in working in professional wrestling, have a favorite memory? Favorite match or anything like that? Favorite opponent?
That's a hard one. I've keep in mind, I've wrestled everyone from Sherry Martel to Santana Garrett to Jungle Girl. I'd have to say my toughest opponent, because you need to give credit where credit's due. And you will see how tough this girl is when you tune into WOW Superheroes January 18th. My toughest opponent to date is Jungle Girl.
Jungle Girl.
Yeah,
huh?
I have never beat her. She's one of the only people in the world I've never been able to beat. I would have to say one of my favorite matches in the world was against Jazz.
Jazz?
I was the NWA Women's Champion, and she took that belt off me, and I'm actually not going to stop until I get that back.
Until you get it back.
Yeah.
The dream
lives on. So I'm
issuing
the challenge for my NWA Women's Wrestling World title rematch for Jazz.
All right. Well, thanks.
Just make sure you tune in and watch WOW Superheroes on Access Television January 18, 2019. You will not be disappointed.
All right. Well, stop by. I'm sure I'll be tuning in. What about you, Aubrey?
You know I'll be there.
So, and good luck to you, or break a leg, however you say it out there in the Hollywood babe
Thank
land.
You. Beverly Hills babe.
The Beverly Hills babe. She's good at correcting me, isn't she? The Beverly Hills babe.
I'm not even going to go there.
Amber O'Neill. And enjoy your dinner at Cafe Positano.
I will. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. We got to take a break. And when we come back, we got a little bit of the show left to go. But don't forget, you got Larry Elder follows us up here.
Oh,
at 7 o'clock.
Music. Okay.
Yeah, the babe music. That's right. The Beverly Hills
Should
babe.
Too sweet.
Yeah, too sweet. Too sweet. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined.
ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to OrlandosHomeInspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save guard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, the Beverly Hills Babe. She and Jeff are getting ready to head over to Cafe Positano and check out the cuisine over there. I got a feeling that's going to be a successful series.
You weren't checking out the cuisine.
Easy does it there, partner. All right, that is Aubrey Kahn. I am Christopher Hart. The count goes on in South Florida. We'll be back, of course, tomorrow night to talk about whatever the latest developments are out of that. As I said, I like the president's idea the best. Let's just go back to the original deadline. Whatever was there, that would be the count. But as we've said, we've already gone past that. So now we have to see this thing through. And by Thursday, the results have to be turned in. And, of course, it will be now to see if they all are turned in. However, there is a lot of scrutiny going on in South Florida in both Palm Beach and Broward counties and all the other counties around the state, ladies and gentlemen. You go into an election supervisor's office around the state right now as these recounts are going on, you're going to find lawyers, you're going to find the election officials, and you're going to find a whole cadre of volunteers there to bear witness to what is going on. So I know it seems tumultuous and everything, but this is the way we do politics these days. And but once again, we need to be careful about drawing conclusions about things that may or may not be happening. So I would just once again advise caution. And you know, I'm pretty picky about words around here. You know, I'm picky about, you know, the word racist. You know, 9 out of 10 times that you hear that word, it's misused. I don't like that. I don't like words being misused in the political, you know, fray. Now, I do think it's proper that both the president and the governor have done everything they can to challenge what the Democrats are doing down there, in the sense that they need to be reporting properly, just like all the other counties were able to do. But as I said earlier in the show, I do believe what we are primarily dealing with down there are people running those offices who have bad attitudes. And they're going to do it their way. They're going to do it in their time. And if you don't like it, that's just too bad, because they welcome the political fray. They welcome the opportunity for Bill Nelson and Andrew Gillum to go on the media and say, "We want every vote counted. We want to make sure every vote is counted." See, if there is any fraudulent activity going on here. That's what it is that they're scamming us. They're trying to make fools out of us. And I don't like to be made a fool out of. So I venture very cautiously where there is a lot of conclusions but very little evidence. And that's where we're at right now, whether we like it or not. Maybe there's fraud that's been going on down there. Maybe not. But I'm not the only one who says that there's no evidence of it so far. The Secretary of State has said as much himself this afternoon. By the way, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement said as much over the weekend and also said we don't even think it's our jurisdiction. But we didn't see anything we think was improper. Now, in terms of being criminally illegal, which is what election fraud would be. So once again, I caution you, don't buy into the argument that we lose elections simply because we got cheated. That's a dead-end street. It's a dead-end street for all of us. And it has always been the purpose of this show not to go down dead-end streets. And that will continue to be the purpose of the show. So once again, and I like the way Diane put it on Facebook. God is in charge here, ladies and gentlemen. God is in charge, okay? So let's be joyful in this. Let's don't be bitter and resentful. But if you think you got cheated, that's what you're going to be. I guarantee you. So let's wait until we know that that is the case before we get angry and bitter and resentful about it. We might be just saving ourselves anger and bitter and resentment that we don't need to be feeling. And I don't think we need to be feeling it. What we need to be feeling is we got one hell of a fight for 2020. And we better start focusing on that. And I mean like right now. And we better get an attorney general and a governor who will clean up that mess in South Florida. Pronto. All right. Once again, please stick around for Larry Elder, the great El Dursky, the sage from South Central, is coming up next. We'll see what he has to say about all this. I'm sure it will be enlightening. All right, you've been listening to the American Adversaries. I thank you for doing so.
A last quick thought. They probably didn't do anything because they didn't want to be called racist.
News, opinion, passion, FM 105.5.
In Comfort Studio. And don't forget, tomorrow is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, presented by Sutherland Nissan. When you need a new ride, check them out at Sutherland.